down to the championship's race days in April.
Winks takes the lead, and here's her second, Queen Elizabeth.
There's the champion mare Winks, the country and provincial qualifiers, and Group 1 racing every Saturday.
Every morning.
Racing HQ is the best way to start your wagering day. Brought to you by TAB.
Yes, good morning everyone. Welcome. It's just gone 7 o'clock here on Sky Sports Radio, Sky Racing 1 and Sky Thoroughbred Central. We welcome you if you've just gone off the 7 o'clock alarm to Royal Randwick Guineas Day. It's overcast. We've got a track rating of a good 4. The penetrometer is 5.06 and the rail is true. So a good 4. There is the chance of maybe, we just got a little burst there about 15 minutes ago. I wondered what the hell was going on, but that little 30 seconds of rain has ceased. If we get anything, it'll be only a mill or two, is what Navesh Ramdani is telling us. Ron Duff is here as well. As morning to you, Duff.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. What a day of racing we have. It's black type racing all day, a couple of group ones. So much to look forward to. It's a tricky meeting as far as getting really confident about, you know, the clashes. You know, a lot of horses first up. You don't know what stage of the preparation they're at. Still more grand finals to come. But, boy, oh, boy, it's going to be a meeting and a half.
It will be. Just talking about the two-year-olds, I mean, spots are now there. I was talking to Gary Portelli yesterday morning. He said, oh, I'm relaxed. I'm comfortable with him himself because he knows time to rain is there. You know, let's hope there's no hiccups or anything like that, but he knows his horses there, where for Peter and Paul Snowden and a few other stables, they're trying to win them today or tomorrow at Canberra to get some prize money.
Yeah, the people that are qualified are relaxed. You know, they can still pick their horse up, but the ones chasing their tail have got to, you know, pretty well wind them up and hold them there for another couple of weeks.
Yeah, exactly. Righto, let's have a look at the scratchings, the early ones, Duff, because we've been waiting with the Black Opal. It's added a little bit to your thoughts with your tips. These are the carrot earlies. Race 1, number 8, Manea. Race 1, number 8. Race 2 is clear. The third, number 6, Reddy's Girl, as I say, is going to be saved for Warwick Farm on Wednesday. They wanted heavy rain, I think, because they felt today was a bit too tough, so it's come out. Race 4, number 7, Rome, and 11, Gin Runner, 7 and 11 out of the fourth. Race 5, number 6, Jonker. Race 5, number 6. Race 6 and 7 are clear. Race 8, number 10, I Like It Easy. Race 8, number 10. And race 9, the carrot earlies are 8, Age of Fire, 12, Domed, and 13, More Energy. 8, 12, and 13. So, Duff, we've only had those extras in the last race today so far.
Yeah, it's a few little decisions to make there with a few horses in Canberra, like your Morton's Forks, your Emperor's Ways, and obviously Bivouac's in both places there, and as is McLaren, who's they're waiting.
Well, they're
for
trying to get a dry track, aren't they?
Yeah, well, they should get one here today, but it all depends what's happened at Canberra as well, because that looks a lovely race for him.
Okay, just in regard to the Black Opal, so the two scratchings there are Bellevue Hill number 4 and 12 Way Up in the Sky. So they're committed to running here.
Yep.
So Bellevue Hill and Way Up in the Sky are the scratchings out of the Black Opal tomorrow. We'll keep an eye on both because that might give us a leaning on what the obviously what the trainers are doing. Gee, we've got a strong list of interviews if they all answer this morning, mate.
Yeah, we have. Hey? And yes, looking forward to it. I'm sure we're going to learn plenty this morning.
Well, let's start with Greg Hickman. He's got Parata back at the races today. Morning to you, Greg.
Good morning, Andrew.
Some extra excitement, mate, just to get a horse to the quality of like this, but, gee, it's no walk in the park, is it? This is an excellent race.
It certainly is, Andrew. There's plenty of chances, and that's why the Group 1 race today.
You happy with your bloke, Greg?
Look, Ronnie, he's done super. He's bright and he's alert, and he'll look a picture in the enclosure, so he'll be running very well today.
What's the story in the trial? Did he just get on the wrong foot there? He's not in his makeup, is it, Mr. Stars? You got any history of that?
A little bit. He has done it before, but not quite that bad. But I just didn't want it to be a barrier trial between him and Trapeze Artist. So I just wanted to ride him a little bit quiet, but not as quiet as what he did. And he did a fair bit of work around him, which I didn't mind, because I thought he had to do a bit, but Look, he had a good blow out of it, and we've sorted that out, and I learned a lot more out of the trial, and we fixed it.
What are we saying about barrier eight today? It's a tricky one, whether you're a little bit aggressive or you've got to just come out a little bit quieter.
Yeah, well, I haven't really sat down and thought about it yet, and we'll probably have a talk to Tommy about it when we get to the track and just see how things are. But, yeah, we'll do a bit of work on that a bit later, Ronnie.
Okay.
It sounded like, just off what your comment, though, about the trial, we know that, you know, what happened at the start wasn't your thing, but are you trying to get him to settle behind them?
Look, he could settle anywhere, Andrew. The thing about it, he will be probably, as I said, we'll sit down and have a look, but we can ride him anywhere we want to ride this horse. I mean, his best position would be one out, one back, and he can run home off a fast tempo.
Yeah. Well, when he won that Sydney Stakes, he wasn't far away that day, and he still exploded from on top of the speed.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I mean, it was really impressive, and hopefully we can emulate that again today.
What are you looking with him this prep, Greg? What's the next step?
Yeah, he'll just have a freshen up, as ever, keep him fresh, and he'll go towards the TJ Smith and then back up into the all-age stakes.
Beautiful. Well, good luck with him today.
Thank you very much.
Good on you, Greg. Greg Hickman joining us with Parada. You'll go into your full thoughts after 8 o'clock with your preview of Simon Dinopoulos, but it is intriguing when you get trapeze artist who had the one run and has had then those trials since to get in there. He looked just, in that trial 8 days ago, he just travelled so well, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, yeah. So they're serious with him now, and after, you know, it was a soft seven that he got beat on first up, so that's always a question mark. But
yeah.
There's no issues with him, I don't think. He's ready to go today, trapeze.
He looked like it in the trial.
It's a race and a half. It's a real race and a half.
Where do you put, I mean, there's a few probably maybe slightly dropping off Kemantari. What are you...
Well, they're entitled to a certain extent. It's been 12 months to the day since he won his last race, the Randwick Guineas, but... In his defence, he's met the top level for the last 12 months as well, and he's had a little bit of interrupted preparations, whether yes or no to go to the Everest, go here, go to a mile, go to 1400, go to 1200. It's been a bit of a messy year for him. I must say he seems to be the market horse. Every time I look, he comes in 10 cents, 10 cents, 10 cents.
Yeah.
He could be a good go today, and he could well be fancied. But and who knows what this three-year-old can do? Brutal. You know, Team Hawks are, everything they're putting on the track are racing well. And to think they've said, no, we won't worry about the three-year-olds, we'll take the cream of the crop on here.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He could be a dark horse here.
Yeah, and they're doing it with Esther Jab too, so we're looking forward to seeing those runners for Hawks Racing. Tony Gollan's coming down from Brisbane with the two-year-old Vincer Valare. Morning to you, Tony.
Good morning, guys.
How's the two-year-old, how's she travelled down, mate?
Yeah, really well. We haven't had a hitch, so she's handled it. The travel, she's settled in around with, in good shape.
She's in a second racing prep. I suppose that's an advantage. She won last season, last preparation, and she's resumed with the win. So she seems pretty switched on, Tone.
Yeah, no, she is. And it's always a big advantage if you can get, you know, particularly for this time of the year, if you can get that run in pre-Christmas and, you know, able to back off on a little bit and come back. And, you know, you find the horse a little bit more seasoned. You know, they cope with everything a little bit better the second time around. And she's certainly showing us that. So she's done nothing wrong. We've had a follow with prep. And I guess today we find out where she sits in the grand scheme of things.
And she wins. We're all saying that she's a speed filly, but she did win her first start at 1,200 metres.
Oh, yeah. Like, she's not a speedy squib. I mean, she can run. Not many two-year-olds go, you know, 1,200 pre-Christmas, their first up run, and be as strong as what she was. I know the opposition behind her, you know, is nothing to really write home about, but she still did the job well. She felt pressure mid-race in both races, and she was able to have a good finish on her. So she's that type of horse, and, you know, they're nice horses to travel away.
She, like you said, everyone's got her down as the leader today. I think they'll concede to her. Speed horse is drawn wide. It's not usually too much of an issue.
Yeah, I'm not concerned by the barrier like you would have seen in her run. She's got very good gate speed, and, you know, we can do a bit on her, and she can come back and relax a little bit too. So, yeah, whether she leads or she sits outside, lead, or leave up to Timmy, and see how the track's playing, whether we want to cross right over to the rail or not. So I'll leave it all up to him in that regard. But it's pretty straightforward. So what you see is what you get. She gets out the gate, hops onto the bunny pretty well and relaxes, and she always seems to have a good finish at the end. So it's a big question for us, obviously, is she up to this class?
That was the question I was about to unfold. You can sometimes get a handle watching these horses, these two-year-olds, run in previous races. So what's your gut instinct, whether she can come here and match it with them?
Well, the only line I can run through us is, there haven't been many Queensland sort of horses head down that way, but is the line through Garibaldi, our stable mate who went down there for the Piero Plate. She's just more ready-made two-year-old than what he is. You know, he was just doing a few things wrong, you know, here and there. He's still learning his trade, where she's sort of well and truly adapted to what she's doing. So, you know, that's basically the line I can run through. She's more the two-year-old sort of than what he was.
I suppose when we're pulling apart facts and figures here in Sydney, our colts have been running much better figures than the fillies as well. So if anything's going to do it, a filly is, I think.
Yeah, look, I think that's probably true. I mean, the polar opposite to last year, where the fillies were really dominant. Sunlight and Esther Jab, you sort of knew what we were there going to expect with the fillies, were this year. And you know, they're sort of taking it in turns. And I thought Kenley was brilliant the other day in the Piero Plate. It's certainly a big watch in this race. And obviously with the Magic Millions winner there, and no one really knows where that form sits in the grand scheme of things. But then throw my filly in the mix, which makes another little intriguing aspect of this race. But it's a really good race, and I guess we'll all know a lot more about all our horses, you know, post this run today.
Yeah. I won't go through all these runners in Brisbane. Is there a good chance, or I suppose there's a few good chances amongst your lot there?
Oh, look, it's hard to go away from the two obvious choices. I think today is Shalwar, blinkers on first time. She was a good first run for me. A bit disappointing the other day. I think blinkers is a big plus for her today, and Capital Connection, you know, Jeff can get in off that gate and get that right run and whatnot. I think he's going particularly well, that horse, so he's probably my best.
Okay, so races 4 and 8.
4 and 8, okay. I want to ask you about Zoo Style, because we're in the middle of our Sydney Carnival, but we're starting to hear about horses looking at Brisbane Winter. How's Zoo Style come back in?
Yeah, he's a lot stronger horse, a lot more mature horse, a lot more horse to work with now, which is great. He's always been a big kid. He's starting to furnish into a real man now, this horse. So I'm very pleased with the way he's coming along for me. You just won't see him down there. We will see him in Brisbane, and hopefully that's the 20th of April in the Mick Dipman Plate. So, look, provide everything keeps on going to plan.
Mm. Okay. And then on Eagle Farm, how do the local trainers see it, given that we're, I think it's either, is it the third or fourth meeting today?
We're about our fourth meeting, I think, today. Oh, it's just raced the same every week. We've had no surprises. It's doing everything that the Mick Goody and the team here have suggested it would do. It's been terrific. I don't think there's been any real bias there. You know, maybe they're running on a little bit better, you know, off the fence occasionally, but I think that's mostly tempo related and horses that can't get trips or whatnot. But I think it's racing great. I haven't been training for all that long compared to some people, that's for sure, but certainly the best surface I've raced on, and it's very consistent.
Ipswich is having a few little issues now. That might need a bit of attention.
Definitely. I need to have a good break there and get it all sorted out. There's no point keeping on going and not knowing if we're going to race. If they get a shower and things like that, I think they need to pull up there and have a good look at what they're doing with that surface. Obviously, all these tracks have had a pretty big workload with the debacle that was Eagle Farm, and this is just another reason as to why Ipswich need the break now. I think Eagle Farm's come back. It should be taking that workload off these other tracks that much need that time off so they can renovate their surfaces properly.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope so. It's shaping up to be, I know it's a fair way off, but the Brisbane Winter Carnival with Eagle Farm.
It's not that far off, you know.
I know, it's a long one too.
Yeah, it's much quicker than you think. It takes you up on you really quickly.
It does, because we're 3 weeks, we're 2 weeks from the slipper, then we've got 2 weeks of the championships, and then it's there.
Before Scone, even.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So, it won't be too long. Thanks a lot, Tony. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys. See you today.
Good on you. Tony Gollan joining us there. Vince Ovalara. Have you got it in the mix?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. I think it's an even bunch of fillies.
Yep.
And she's got style, and we're about to find out if she's got substance.
Exactly. We can take that line through Garibaldi, as he mentioned. Anna Heed's on the backup. Interesting for Snowden's.
Yeah, well, it just still gives them that 2 weeks into the slipper, doesn't it? And look, she's unbeaten in Sydney, and she's made all the right moves. She's won on wet, she's won on dry, she's got good gate speed. No knock at all on her.
Just a quick one. The two-year-old Way Up in the Sky, they've made the decision to run today here, having scratched from Canberra. What's your instinct telling you about a debuter today?
Just about going broke backing first starters in these listed 2-year-old races, but I love her.
Yeah,
I'm
she's
all
good.
I'm all over her.
Yeah. All right, let's go and have a chat with Kieran McAvoy. He's got a real strong book of rides today. You just need to end up with a few winners now, mate.
That's it,
Ben.
Yeah, we've got a good book, so killing time. I can't wait to get to the course now.
Yeah, exactly. Can I ask you? I want to ask Duff, if I can ask two questions before I let you loose.
You can have two, Ed.
But I want to ask first about Classique Legend, because we saw it on Wednesday, and I saw it here last Saturday morning gallop on the course proper, and the little birdies come through, said K-Mac came on a Saturday morning and rode the horse, and that gave me the push, but we didn't get a price on Wednesday, Kieran.
No, look, he's really nice horse, though. Obviously, two from two. And he's doing everything we're asking. You know, we've got to sort of just remember that he beat proper midweek horses the other day. Some of them were sort of provincial horses, really, so we've just got to keep that in mind. But he's definitely heading in the right direction. He's obviously Hong Kong-owned, and all the gang here would like to keep him here a little bit longer, so we're waiting patiently to see how that unfolds. But I think he goes to the Derby Munro next, which looks a good option for him.
Yeah, we look forward to that because, as you say, we don't want to lose him because he looks so exciting, Duff, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's got a high cruising speed, hasn't he?
Yeah, and built into
it. Another question, have you?
One more.
Yeah, one
just
more.
Just one more. Because I normally ask the first and then Duff goes away. But the Autumn Sun gets its ground today. It won the other day, but ever since then, I can just, in my brain, it's sort of your comments. I can't wait to get on a firm track.
Yeah, like he has won on soft ground. And obviously he got soft ground the other day. So, you know, he's not a horse that doesn't enjoy it completely, but I think he's better on nicer ground. So we're going to get that today. Obviously a little bit of cloud hanging around. There was a dash of rain there earlier. But, you know, we're going to get a nice, fair surface today and, you know, can't wait to get on his back again. Obviously up to the mile really suits now.
Okay, and you have been on his back since that last run, haven't you?
Yeah, I rode him on Tuesday morning and, just pleasing work. He cruised around, he didn't have his blinkers on in his work, but he did it in really nice style. So everything points to him being nice and sharp since that first up win.
When you say sharp, do you expect him to be sharp in the run at a mile? Like the other day, he sort of flopped out there and he didn't travel and you had to keep him awake. And I know the performance was A+, but just racing style, you're expecting that style to improve today?
Yeah, nice to be if we could be a little bit sharper in the gate. You know, he did sort of take a furlong to warm into his stride the other day, but you know, he's not an on-pace horse. In my mind, he's never really been an on-pace type of horse, but you know, it'd be nice if we could be fifth or sixth there today and travelling nicely. He did travel well after we'd gone a furlong and a half the other day, albeit he was a little bit awkwardly placed, but you know, the Randwick circuit should suit, and you know, he looks the one to beat, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, no worries. No doubt about that. Sprite's got the class in the first.
Yeah, obviously a really good run there in the opening plate. There's not going to be as much speed today, which I'll have to be on top of, but, you know, she's only got to bring that sharp finish that we know she's got, and she'll be very hard to beat, obviously. She's got top weight, and then top weight for a reason, but hopefully it's just a nice medium tempo. It doesn't look to be an abundance of speed. It's just looking at it on paper. But a nice medium tempo, and we get our chance to reel them in.
This nice colt of Anthony Cummings' Ball is a nice pick-up ride.
Yeah, Tommy's been winning on him, and Tommy had to ride the Hawks horse, so he is a nice pick-up. Anthony's got him in good form with that first-up win. He looks a nice, big, stylish colt. I haven't actually been on his back, but I've seen his rear end a few times when he's been hitting the line, so he's drawn a nice marble today. You know, it's a good little race. You can make a case for a couple of them, but it looks like there's nice tempo on the race, and we've got a good run, and we can be challenging late.
Your Magic Millions winner, Exhilarates, happy to be on her today?
Yeah, she was good in that trial. Didn't have her blinkers on in the trial at Canterbury. James has just given her a little freshen up since the Magic Millions there in early January. He did give me the choice between Tenley and Exhilarates, and I must admit it was a bit of a tricky one. But Exhilarates, with you know having the runs on the board in high pressure races, had me leaning her way. You know, obviously a nice little race, and this is going to make the flipper picture that little bit more clearer. So it's a really level, even contest.
Okay, so he did give you your choice.
Yes, he did, James, okay. And Chenley's been winning well. She's been winning really well. The horses she beat haven't come out and dominated in their run since, which had me leaning towards the filly that's won the big race in under the high pressure. So, but as you know, Ron, jockeys can be bad judges sometimes. So I'll wait patiently to see how this unfolds today, race three.
Did James Cummings give you the opportunity to reserve judgment after the race, or change your mind after the race?
We're just going to see how it unfolds. He's obviously got question mark with the sword, and I think his jockey booking is going forward is still up in the air. So, but I'd like to have the option to get back on if I have chose the wrong one.
Yeah. Well, this might be the right one, Strasbourg. He's a lovely, big, strong colt.
Yeah, he's been doing well. His last trial was good. Peter and Paul wanted him to have a nice hit out. He's got the blinkers on today as well, and he does ride like he's going to enjoy further than 6 furlongs, further than 1,200 metres. So we'll ride him to run on really strong today, and it's a good colt race as well. So, but he's been pleasing us at home, and looking forward to seeing him back out there under race conditions, and he'll be hitting the line really strong.
Okay. Are you expecting to sort of have your slipper ride locked in the bag by Sunday morning?
Well, I've got the race down at Canberra as well, and I think
I'm
not sure whether McLaren runs here or Canberra yet. But
no, Kieran, it's just come out of Randwick. It is running there tomorrow, so McLaren's just out of the top and race four, number six.
Okay, well, he's going to go to Canberra, so I think we'll wait and see how it evolves on Sunday, Duff.
Yeah. Well, the star of the show is Red Zell. The blinkers went on the trial the other day and just sprung him straight into action as usual.
Yeah, he's going great there. The old Red. He's as you said, he flew along the other day. It was nice ground for him at Canterbury, and it was pleasing to see him get up and rolling and hitting the line in the style that he did. So good speedy little race. So we're going to have to get it right early. All the muscle can charge along, and Esther Jarvis, no slouch, and Jungle Edge as well. So, we've got to get in. It's 1,000 metres, but we've got to get into, energy-saving rhythm, and that'll be the plan early, depending on what the others do. So, but I'm really pleased with how he is, and he's ready to fly first up.
Yeah, probably your main issue here is your main danger just is the map horse of the day. She just stalks whatever the other three do.
That's right, yeah, she's going to get a good job of us, and she's got, she's obviously got 4.5 kilos less. So, when you've got a good record of that, then you've got to be wary of them. Being the Golden Slipper winner, and she was good first up on the Smart Fiesta. So, as you said, with that weight advantage, we've just got to be wary of where she is, and you can't take her too lightly.
The Canterbury Stakes, brutal. Team Hawks are happy to take on the cream of the crop. You must respect that.
That's right, yeah. He's a 3-year-old, and he was unlucky the other day after just having to be travelled a bit wide into the corner and in what looked a bit of a pressure race. We've drawn one today. I haven't ridden the horse, but he's a horse that looks like he can sit close. He can sit in the first 4 or 5. So it'll depend on what a few others do, but we've got the right marble to try and ride the race as it unfolds. So he can be a great chance. I think just up to the 1,300 suits now, and he's another good ride for me there today.
Race 8 Girl Tuesday. I think you're going to know where you stand with her after today.
Yeah, look, she's had a couple of excuses. First up, we went back and it was slowly run. Had no chance, really. And the other day, she got a bit fired up when we had to wait for a horse to get shod. I gave her a little bit of a kick to try and hold the inside spot or use our inside draw, and then she just over-raced a little bit, had no room when I needed it at sort of the 400, and stayed on okay. So we've drawn the outside today. I'd just like to see her get in a better rhythm, and she raced a bit tense the other day, so better rhythm for her, use her energy properly, and hopefully she can run well. I think that if they put the race on and just roll nicely, then we're a chance to be running on strongly. So today's no doubt a stepping stone. you know, she's meeting better grade now, a better grade of horses than what she was last prep. So she promised a fair bit, and everyone's been a little bit disappointed with her first up runs, but there has been excuses.
And you finish with, I'm going to struggle with this one, Shiro. Chris keeps talking him up.
Yeah, well, he was really good when I won him there at Cup Day over the 2800. I know that Tommy was happy with him the other day with his first up run. He steps out to the 2000, which no doubt has to help. And if they're running on, then you definitely have a look at him in the yard and keep him in your multiples, because he's a horse that could really excel out to the big track at Randwick and out to 2,000 metres. So I was really, really impressed with him there at Flemington when I won him. So he's obviously on a Sydney Cup path, all being well, and we'll see how he can pass this test today.
Well, you've got a ride in every race, so it's a busy afternoon for you. And I noted in the last couple of weeks, the young family starting to build into wanting to be jockeys. Mate, Reece, you better watch out for him.
Oh, he was up at 6 o'clock this morning, and I said, what do you want to put on, mate? And he said, we'll put the races on, Dad. And I said, well, how about a cartoon, eh?
Well, if he's got us on now, he's watching one.
I wonder he's not listening to Duff and you trying to get the late mail, actually.
he's
loving it. They've got their ponies back up here now, and they were out having a spell, and there's already been a couple of busters, but it's good to get them down there and having a spin around Centennial Park on the ponies and get them doing a bit of work. They were picking up a bit of poo the other day, so it's good for them.
Oh, get him in there. Get him early and get him interested in it. It's fantastic. Good on you, mate. Good luck today with all of them.
Cheers, guys. Have a good day.
Good on you. Kieran McAvoy joining us. Fell Swoop's just come out on Vets.
Because
he's been sort of patiently taking him through the prep, but he's just come out, race 6, number 4, Fell Swoop, and running back into those two-year-old races. So McLaren's come out, race 4, number 6, joining Rome and Gin Runner. So Peter and Paul Snowden are going to have a couple in that Black Opal tomorrow. Yeah. And Morton's Fork Duff has come out of the last here at Randwick. You wanted it to run today, did you?
He had a good chance both places.
Okay.
He looks nicely placed. The market liked him at Canberra as well.
All right, so it's running there tomorrow. Race 9, number 6, Morton's Fork. Still to come, Peter Snowden and... Well, James Cummings is going to join us. It'll be interesting to get a bit more about the two-year-old riders when we talk to him.
Yeah.
To see what happens. Well, break, and then Racing HQ, broadcasting from Randwick, where the guineas and all the other feature racing begins at 12:30.
Nova Employment has been matching businesses to staff with ability for over 28 years and have an unbeatable track record of success. Nova can assist businesses of all sizes.
Hi, I'm Tony from Tony's Grind in Parramatta. Nova Employment took the hassle out of recruiting. They found us a reliable team member who really fits into our cafe. I'd recommend other employers focus on ability.
Recruiting? Choose Nova Employment, Sydney's premier disability employment service. Visit novaemployment.com.au.
TK and Lyle's from the Big Sports Breakfast. We want you to weigh in on the discussion.
Visit our Big Sports Breakfast Facebook and Twitter page every Thursday and Sunday from 3 p.m. and vote from a list of trending sport and racing topics.
The ball's in your court.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
It's as much a part of the autumn as the Derby and the Doncaster. The annual Racing Fraternity Mass brings all sections of the racing industry together. Everyone is welcome to attend the Mass in the Royal Randwick Ballroom, Randwick Racecourse at 11 a.m. Sunday, March 17.
Race the best with the best. Dynamic Syndications invites you to join the people's trainer, Richard Freeman, in a magnificent colt by Scissor Kick. Arrowfield's outstanding racehorse, now exciting new sire. Our colt, results from Miss Bax, a dual-winning three-quarter sister to four stakes winners, including Accomplice and Given. Join our dynamic Richard Freeman team in this classic colt. For info, visit dynamicsindications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360-808.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Racing HQ on Sky Racing 1, Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio. And we should remind you, Duff, South America, famous for its culture, passion for food and the thoroughbred. That's right, racing like you've never seen it, South American style. Not only will you be trackside at the famous courses of Argentina and Brazil, but you'll also stay overlooking the famous Copacabana beach and have the chance of the beauty of...
Copacabana, that is.
That's it. I'm worried about... What was the name of the falls? What did Munzee yell out? What is it? Iguazu Falls, and enjoy exclusive access to Chile's most prestigious studs and most prestigious studs and wineries. Don't do it. I'll have to read it again, Duff. Every detail will be looked after by Ambassador Travel. They leave on May 17. This tour is closing off soon with only a few seats left. So seize the moment. Call Ambassador Travel right now. 1-800-777-989 or log on to ambassadortravel.com.au. The Ambassador Travel number, 1-800-777-989. I'm going to have to go to South America to start practicing these names if they're going to drop them into ads. Guazu and Chile. Peter Snowden, he would have been to South America. Morning to you, Pete.
He doesn't leave
Ice Street.
What was the name of the beach, Duff?
Copacabana.
That's it. And the Iguazu Falls. Sounds all right, but get on the tour and enjoy it. Now, Pete, let's get down to the serious stuff. You've made the decisions here. McLaren and Rome run tomorrow?
Correct, yeah. They both go to Canberra.
You've just really, with McLaren, you've just been waiting for the weather, really, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a wait-and-see game, but anyhow, the decision with the owners this morning was made, and Canberra's where we go.
What did you decide to do with Emperor's Way?
He's running today.
Okay, beauty. The fillies today. Well, you've got such a nice bunch of two-year-olds, late two-year-olds, Pete. I'm just looking every set of trials. I'm just ticking this Team Snowden runners. You've got a lovely bunch there.
Yeah, they are. They're at the moment, right? They're ticking over nicely. They're all starting to take shape, but they're just what keeps going now is important because I think it's harder each week now. So, but you're right, we have got a few irons in the fire and hoping for one of them to stand up and be counted.
Anna Heed, obviously she's doing well to back her up.
Really well. I kept my skills of thought while I did this. I wouldn't normally do it, but it's been but she's had a stop-start preparation. She only had the one run in Melbourne, a five-week gap from her last first start down there and a first start here. Never went out of work, but just was ticking over with light work. Got that problem fixed, and I thought she went enormous the other day. She went super well and even pulled up so well afterwards. I was really pleased. That's the only reason I backed up, because the way she pulled up so well. And I thought if I run her this week, I've got 2 weeks to the slipper. If I didn't run this week, and I thought she wanted one more run, but didn't run this week, I ran next week, and it's a bigger field, and she was 18 tenths, ends up having a harder run than you want to see her have. So it just made sense today to give her a run today, give her that one more run under her belt, and give me 2 weeks to get her ready.
Belitza showed a bit of courage winning a weaker race at Canterbury, but showed guts.
Yeah, good, honest little filly. Tries hard. What you see is what you get with her. She bounces, shows good gate speed, and just very genuine. She probably lacks A-grade ability, but in saying that, she'll make a presence felt today, and she's worth a crack at a stakes race. If she runs a place, it'll be well worth it.
I know it's not easy for a first starter, but this way up in the sky, she looks impressive.
I lost 3 nights sleep over doing the right thing with this filly. I really like her. She's trials have been outstanding. She's only a small filly, but a neat filly. But I made a comment last week where I was away in Melbourne. I said, just thinking about it all over the weekend, I said, just throw on the scales and see how heavy she is. To round up, she said, 429. I said, you want to get on there with her and then give me another call back?
So she's not big.
She's not a big filly at all, but she's she's not a big filly, but she doesn't ride like a small filly. She's got a big action, a great mover, and very real gutsy filly. Like, she's just, the more you ask from her, the more she wants to give you. She just wanna, just got a great attitude. But big test for her today, huge test, but a good draw. And well, you want to die wondering anyway. We'll give her a crack.
Yeah, for sure. So you're left with Strasburg and the colts. He's the opposite. He's a lovely big colt.
Yeah, he's a really nice horse, and probably not the right race for him now. And the blinkers, he's probably not a blinker horse, but he's going particularly well. And the blinkers on him the other day did make him travel a bit better. And Karen said he probably races, he'll race 3 lengths closer, and that'll help today in a race which looks like there's a lot of speed. So he's got to win money if he's going to make this clever. So we've got to give this race a good crack to try and get something. And but I do think further on, it's what I've got in my mind. He's definitely a sire champagne horse.
Yeah. All in order with Redzel?
He's excellent. No, his second trial, which is what we wanted to see. He's been good since. He's a tough little fella, and that second right on has been game face from then on. So he's a beauty to bring up. He just does whatever you want him to do, and as you see him without those blinkers, he looks after himself. So, if you ever see him in a race without blinkers, you better not give him
any watching. No, exactly.
It's just amazing what it does.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And yet, track work at home, he works like he races. He just runs incredible time, and I never let him go because he just breaks the clock. So we never let him off the bridle. But in a barrier trial without the money, he just doesn't want to do anything.
No, it's amazing, and he's consistent. He does the same thing every time.
Yeah, no, exactly right. Yeah, he didn't draw bad the other day, but just
no.
The horse he probably should have been beating, he just finished beside them. So, but the blinkers on the other day, he was terrific. Yeah.
Does he stretch on? Do you? I mean, I know you're probably. Will you tell us what you're looking at here in Sydney with him? But do you look at Brisbane, or are you already looking towards October?
All of the above.
Okay.
We're definitely looking towards Brisbane. The TJ is our main goal. It's practice, the one we really want to. We want to win everything, actually, as everyone does. But the TJ is our main goal. But he comes through that run well, and we're happy with him. It's a big gap from there to the Everest, so you need to keep it ticking out for at least another month. So the obvious decision would be to go to 10,000 in Brisbane.
And you finish with Emperor's Way. No weight, barrier one, loves Ramwick.
Yeah, good draw. Probably a slightly tougher race today than what Canberra Cup would have been, but I just thought that good gate, 53.5 or 54 in Glen with the calf over, he'll ride him. He'll suit the horse really well. And if anything, you might have went a touch earlier the other day, Andrew, on the horse. He didn't ride him badly, but just the way the race is running, he's probably got the front a little bit too soon. But as I say, with that benefit, that run under his belt, back to this track, and where he's run very well here before, he should run well today.
What about these two imports at Flemington today, King of Yulong and Yulong Yuling?
Yeah, well, that's a trouble too. They're nice horses. I was lucky enough to get six of them off Mr. Dang, and then four of these horses are quality. King of Yulong, he has won a Group 2 race in Newmarket, I think it was. He's a talented horse. They're really the two, but they're three in our age. So they're a little bit behind where they should be, really. They're, because they're Northern Hemisphere horses, they're 6 months behind. But they're lovely horses. Their trials have been outstanding, and they've just thrived. I've only had them in work probably 7 weeks, which is, I thought I'd just be, if I got a barrier trial out of them, that'd be as much as I get, because they were very light and they got out of quarantine. There's not much to them. And they're plain-looking horses, but in 7 weeks, they've done amazing. So a little wait and see, but I really like what I've seen in their trials.
Mm. You know when you walk out of the enclosure at Flemington and that big bronze statue of Bart Cummings is there?
Yes.
If Dothraki wins today, I'm going to put you right next to him.
Peter didn't know what you were about to say. You could hear the nervous in your laugh, Peter.
Yeah. Well, you're looking for glory today with Dothraki.
No, it won't happen. But as I said, the owners, why not? You know, he's probably in career best form. Like, he's running beside a Lazy and those sort of horses. You know, he's got a top 54.5. He loves Flemington. I'm not saying he can win today, but he's worth a quick throw at the stumps. You know, he's in good order. He's an 8-9-year-old now. And you never know if things happen his way. He's not out of the race. He's, as I say, his form demonstrates very good.
No, he's going well. And just a quick comment on your Canberra Black Opal runners. Any leaning either way? Hightail, McLaren, Rome, they're all sort of got
potential. Three good chances there. It's hard to split them. But three good hopes. You'd be disappointed if you didn't come away with something there.
Well, I've just texted a message to the Flemington officials just to stand by, because there'll be a second statue by the time we get to, what time is it, Duff? By the time we get to 3:30, there'll be a little plaque there at least to get it going, Pete, but good luck today. Hope they all run well.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks a lot.
Good on you. Peter Snowden joining us there, running through them.
Dothraki. I think I'll pay for the plaque myself.
Righto, here are the... You can hear it in his little laugh. What's he going to say here? Let's have a look at these final scratchings for Randwick on a good four. Overcast here this morning, Penno 5.06. And so that means that it's close to a three with that. It's normally been about 1.5, 1.6. Race one, take out 8 Manea, number 8. Race 2, number 11, Spiritual Pursuit came out right on scratching time. Race 2, number 11, On Vets. Race 3, number 6, Reddy's Girl is out. Race 3, number 6. Race 4, number 6, McLaren. 7, Rome, and 11, Gin Runner. 6, 7, and 11. Race 5, number 6, Jonker is out, number 6. Race 6, number 4, Fell Swoops come out this morning. Race 6, number 4, and... has a little issue with a front foot. So they're looking forward to the William Reid is just on a text there from Matt Dale. Race 7 is clear. Race 8, number 10, I Like It Easy, number 10. And race 9, number 6, Morton's Fork, 8 Age of Fire, 12 Domed, and 13 More Energy, 6, 8, 12, and 13. Now, back in the studio, Steve, the producer, James needs a few minutes, so we might just hang up. We might try Mick Price, because Mick's only got the one runner here, Ocean X, and he might be able to give us a quick thought on that one before we get to James Cummings. He just needs 3 or 4 minutes. And as I say, Matt Dale just texting me an issue with a front foot, and we'll look toward the William Reid at this stage at Moonee Valley, which I think is... Is it Friday? This Friday? Next Friday coming up? I think it is. But that's the issue why Fell Swoop has been taken out. Jonker's an interesting one, just to see how he comes back to racing today.
He was let run in a recent trial, so he should be revved up. He's got a beautiful barrier. He maps well, whether that's in front or behind the leaders. I'll leave it to them. But he certainly bears some respect there. Actually, Mick's got two runners at Randwick today. He got Hyam in the last.
Hyam. And we thank Mick Price for taking our call at short notice. Morning to you, Mick.
Morning, Andrew. How are you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Thanks for coming on. I do appreciate it. Just for our Sydney audience up here on Ocean X that lines up today, I heard you during the week, I think it was something on social media, saying that your only concern is just going the Sydney way a little bit.
Well, she's taken a couple of goes, and we did inside grass with her before she left here in Melbourne, and she was at reach with it. And then Brett Treble trialled her and said she was not on her Sydney leg. And then Wednesday she had a gallop from the Polly at Rose Hill. She cornered good but wasn't quite on her Sydney leg. But look, drawn the gate, she's had a few practice goes at it. And drawn the gate she has drawn. I think she'd be fine. Look, it's a race where I'm using how she runs to determine what I do with her next start. I'd love to run her as a three-year-old filly in the binary. So today's a bit of a get-back-to-racing day for her. If she can run the first three or four, I'm on track. If she doesn't handle the Sydney way of going and, hangs or does anything wrong, she'll nearly be coming home. But anyway, she's beaten restricted horses to this point. And she gets in, she's just against some nice mares. But like I said, if she runs well, she'll be going fine.
Mick, she must be pretty tough. She's still really in her first racing preparation.
Yeah, she is tough, and she's put on 4 kilos since she's been there. You know, those trips into state, sometimes they stress out and go backwards, and sometimes they thrive, and she has thrived. So Rose Hill's good. We stay at Gerald's there, and the horses usually do well. So she's certainly done well. It's just a matter of how she goes today. So I need a lot of information out of today to hopefully push into the binary.
What do you think of Hyam in the last?
No, mate, it needs a wet track. I know its form looks horrible. It's a funny mare, you know. She's so one-paced. And then, I don't know, towards the end of the races, she's tough enough. Look, Michael D sort of puts up a defence for her. But if you want to pull her socks up, she want to get moving a bit.
In a defence, I think, because she gets a chance to lead again today. Last time, all her form's on speed.
Correct. And look, she's a real stayer. You know, she just doesn't fire under 2,000 metres. She can probably lead. She can probably lead, and that's her go. You know, so she gets to a certain speed, about the 600, and just holds that speed. You know, like, she can't quicken off it. She's got a lot of stamina about her, and that's what suits her up front. You know, she hasn't got enough turn of foot to be tactical, but if she leads today, we get a real good look at her.
And Mick, you've got four runners there at Flemington. Anything for our listeners there?
Flemington, and Jana and Crone. Anjana and Crone. Oh, look, probably Anjana's the fresher of the two drawing the pole, D. Oliver. She's probably the fresher of those two. Are you allowed to bet in Adelaide up there?
Yeah, we're
allowed to bet. We got Aussie dollars up here, you know.
They haven't got any left in Adelaide.
No.
Holy command. We'll go to the front on that tight track and be hard to beat.
Race 5, number 6, on the Parks track at Morfordville. Hey, Mick, thanks for taking us. And interesting news during the week, partnership with Mick Kent Jr.
Yeah, well, I'm developing a warm wool stable down there, so there's 20 there at the moment, and then 40 down there, so I can't spread myself too thin to be fair to clients, but good young lad, well-credentialed. I've got no idea what makes a good horse trainer, but we'll slot him in and give him a try and see how we go.
Good on you, mate. Good luck today up here.
No worries. Thanks.
Thanks, boys. Mick Price joining us there. Thank him for coming on and joining us. James Cummings about to. And if you're looking for Holy Command at Morfordville Parks, it's race 5, number 6, to be ridden by Zach Spain. All the scratchings coming up very shortly for you, and after 8 o'clock on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Thoroughbred Central, we'll have our full preview for Randwick with Duff, and Simon Donopoulos will join us as well, and Glenn Munsey as well. We're crossing our fingers for James. He said give us a few minutes, but he's just not answering, so we'll try and get him in the next 3 or 4 minutes before we have to go. He is crucial today, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's a busy man. Yeah. One of them runners he's got everywhere. He's got decisions. But anyway.
He's made the decision with Bivouac to run here anyway.
Yeah, he has. Yeah. So
What's that tell you? When you see that he scratched from Canberra to run here?
I don't know. You know, I'm sure he'd be there's a team there and they'd be talking it out and saying the pros and cons of things. So, when you look at his form, you know, he's got that time to rain form where he's leading.
Yeah. What do you do with Bellevue Hill?
Haven't got a clue. If you look at it as just an outsider looking in, you go, wow.
Yeah.
And then you go back to his trials and, you know, Ferretti, you know, kicked his brains in. And but still, at least he's gone to the track and put a margin on them. They've changed.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting to see what he does today. Let's spend a few minutes with James Cummings. Morning to you, mate.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, Ronnie. How are you guys going?
Yeah, excellent. We're going to jump straight in. I want to start with the two-year-olds because there is so much about them. What's your feelings today with Accelerates and Tenley? And already this morning, Kieran McAvoy has said that you let him choose which way to go.
Yeah. The fillies are in really good order, and I think that the interesting thing for them is that they both come in off extremely different preparations. They're two classy fillies that are in a very good race, and we'll get to learn a little bit more about them.
What about the colt, Bivouac? His form reads well from last start in race 4.
You know, his form is very good, and I think giving him the opportunity in a very good race today, I think that says a lot about Bivouac and the way he's been going, because he's trained on like a pretty good galloper since winning at Warwick Farm a month ago.
Did DeSort do any work this morning?
Yeah, I just had a look at him. He just had some light exercise.
But you'll have to just bear with me. I'll just get through my gallops first, and we'll go up and have a look at him a little bit later on before we make our way to the race.
Okay, good as gold. Resin in the first usually takes a run or two to come to hand, but three trials might have her ready.
Yes, she's been capable of running well fresh up before, but I really think she's given a chance today, and she's capable of running a very strong race. She's a winner at this track and distance last preparation in a good quality Group 3, and I'm really pleased with the way she's returned this preparation.
And Roosevelt needs improvement from first up in race two.
Yeah, I raced that horse with a bit of a warning that I thought he could have trialled better going into it. But I go back to last preparation when he wanted me at Caulfield first up. It wasn't a strong race, but I regrouped and brought him back to Sydney, and I ran him again at Warwick Farm, and he exploded away to beat the older horses by 5 lengths in the midweeks. So I have to run that horse one more time on trust that he's capable of improving with the run under his belt.
Okay. Viridine gelded and a nice trial.
Yeah, he's trialling well, and I think he's able to run a good race. You'll just probably be disappointed a bit that he's chasing home the Red Zell at weight for age. But look, he'd hopefully bounce out of a run like this today and be toughened up. But it'll be exciting to watch four fast horses up near the lead in a strong quality but small field in the weight for age challenge stakes today. See where he's at. See how far off a horse like Red Zell is.
Mm. Kamentari, blinkers back on. Yeah, it's been this day last year, his last win. Can he turn things around today?
Well, I think he's going to be very hard to beat today. I think the horse is flying. I was very pleased with how strong he was through the line in his trial. And he gets an excellent opportunity for the first time up against Fiorata and Tapizada since they met in the Randwick Guineas all together 12 months ago, and don't think for 1 second that I'd count out some of the other opposition in the race. I see with the scratching of Fells Foods that might change the complexion of the race a little bit, but Scholes is here and a very, very capable sprinter on her day, so it's turned out to be a very, very strong rendition of the Canterbury Stakes, and I think a worthy winner will come away with all the accolades.
For sure. Arameo had no luck last start in Melbourne.
No, he comes here with plenty of stored energy from Jeff at the Autumn Classic. I thought his return was sound over 7.25, and getting back to Randwick should be well and truly in his favour. He raced very, very well here in the Spring Champion Stakes last preparation. And this is a good opportunity for us to see just how far off than he is, but I think he's capable of running a good race.
And Harmattan, no star, but genuine.
Yeah, she's genuine, and the race has been very, very compressed, but she's there to run well again in what looks like quite an even race, and she at least brings some recent good form, although perhaps not in as strong a race as some of her opposition here that have got much higher ratings than her, just about level weight.
The Newmarket, Osborne Bulls, he sets up beautifully. Encryption, he was good in the Oakley Plate, and it seems a plan. He's won his past few preps third up.
I'm glad you noticed that, but tell me, Ronnie, what do you think what do you think is a better form, the Lightning or the Oakley Plate?
I think the Everest form is the form, personally, in this Newmarket today. You look at the Everest form, and
I think that's a forbidden word in Victoria.
Well, we're not in Victoria, but you look at the Everest form here, and I think you'll be close to finding the winner, unless it's a three-year-old. Well, yeah, we have got it. Zusane did contest the Everest. Did contest
that's right,
the Everest.
Yeah. Mm. And look, Osborne Bull, he's in very, very good shape. So, you know, to talk about our more favoured runner first, we have to be pleased with the way the preparation has gone for Osborne Bulls. He's gonna go really, really nicely for us today with 3 weeks between runs and second up to the 1,200 where he's 6 wins out of 8 starts. You know, done nothing but run well and two very good runs up the straight in his short career. And as we all know about Osborne Bulls, he just loves to savage the line. But I saw a different horse in Encryption last start than what we saw first up. He showed me the horse that he's been promising for a little while. I was convinced he was flying his preparation, then his Oakley Plate performance in a high pressure race where they just went fast. They went fast from the half mile right to the 300. That really popped a few of his opposition. But all he wanted to do was attack the line too. And I think he's sort of come on, just edged forward slightly again from that high pressure performance. And in a new market with every one of these horses spread across the track coming to the 300, then I'd like to see them both attacking the line with the same vigour they did in running second in Group 1 lead up like last start.
Yeah, for sure. And, of course, there's Avilius in the Australian Cup. Mate, we've got to leave it there. Good luck today with all of your runners.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Thanks, James. James Cummings joining us there. The smell is there, Duff, so you better wander out. He sort of, the interest in James just deteriorated there as it went on when he could smell the coffee and the egg and bacon. Let's have a look at the scratchings for Randwick. He's telling me that I was banging the foot. I was getting nervous. Let's get stuck in. Overcast and a good four here at Randwick. The penetrometer 5.06 and the rail true. Race 1, number 8, Manaya is out, number 8. Race 2, number 11, Spiritual Pursuit, number 11. The third, number 6, Reddy's Girl, number 6. Race 4, number 6, McLaren, 7, Rome, and 11, Gin Runner, 6, 7, and 11. Race 5, number 6, Jonker is out of that race. Race 6, number 4, Fell Swoop, number 4. Race 7 is clear. Race 8, number 10, I Like It Easy, number 10. And race 9 at Randwick, 6, Morton's Fork, 8, Age of Fire, 12 domed and 13 more energy. 6, 8, 12 and 13. That's the information for Randwick today. We move then to our major provincial program. It's Provincial Championship Qualifier Day at Newcastle. Fine and a good four. Race 1, Takeout 4, Chauvinist, number 4. Race 2 is clear. The third, number 1, Trumbull, number 1. The fourth, number 5, Homemade, and 6, Leatherhead, 5 and 6. Race 5, number 1, Professor Marvel, and 4, Stone, 1 and 4. Race 6, 3, Fastnet Cyclone, 10, Diamond Star Halo, and 12, Love Seat, 3, 10 and 12. Race 7, Newcastle, number 4, Bobbing has come out this morning, and 12, Viva Marie, 4 and 12 out of the provincial qualifier. And race 8, number 3, Akara Miss, 5, Manabar, 9, Oakfield Twilight, and 12, Good Excuse, 3, 5, 9, and 12. That's the program at Newcastle. The other two New South Wales meetings today at Corowa, first of all. It's fine and a good 3 for Corowa. And the scratching information here, race 1 is clear, race 2, number 12. Race 3, take out 4, 9, and 10. The 4th, take out 2, 3 and 13. Race 5, 6 and the emergencies 16, 17 and 18. And race 6, take out number 6. They are the scratchings for Corowa. The other New South Wales meeting is at Tuncurry. It's fine and a good 4 there. The first today with the rail true at 153. Race 1, take out 2 and 4. Race 2, number 2. And race 3, number 12. The Flemington for Super Saturday down there. The track is a good 4, fine weather, and the rail is at 4 metres. Race 1, number 11, Volante, number 11. The 2nd, number 5, Easy Beast, 6, Kazio, and 9, Toy Boy, 5, 6, and 9. The 3rd, number 5, Peaky Blinders, and 12, Prince Ziggy, 5 and 12. Race 4, number 11, Montenegro Man, number 11. Race 5, number 4, Deep Chill, and 6, Exeter, 4 and 5. Race 6, number 7, Shoals, number 7. Race 8, Clear, and Race 9, number 13, Maracebo, number 13. That's the information there. We'll go to Eagle Farm. I'll give you numbers here for the current scratchings at Eagle Farm. Fine and a good 4. Penno is 4.26. These are the current scratchings for Eagle Farm. At the moment, race 1 is clear. Race 2, take out number 2. The 3rd, number 14. Race 4, 5 and 13. Race 5, 2, 3, 6, 8, 10, 15 and 16. Race 6, take out 7, 9 and 13. At the moment, race 7 is clear. Race 8, 3, 9, 10, 15 and 18. And race 9, there's a few scratchings here. 2, 7, 13, 14 and the emergencies 16 through 19. That's the information for Eagle Farm. And Morfordville Park's in Adelaide. It's a fine day there. The track is a good 4, Penno 5.3. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, take out number 6. Race 3 is clear. Race 4 is clear. Race 5, take out 2 and 9. Race 6,